Blog Talk Radio.
Hell is disgusting me now on a daily basis. I know they're mad because I'm going places. I'm rapping Jesus, oh yeah, I'm winning foes. The devil never scored, it's coming now, it's just a show.
What's your name?
Catch boy, you know I bring the truth. I don't lie, nah, man, I bring the truth. I'm rapping Jesus, oh yeah, I'm winning foes. The devil never scored, it's coming now, it's just a show. I got the devil choke, he can't believe it, boy, he's back now. Yeah, I've changed out, I told you, boy, I'm back and mad. God, I'm ready to go, my spirit, man, is fired up. Put in moderation for you, this is what I'm all about. I ain't tryna be in the Hall of Fame, said I shout your name out. I'ma keep on rapping you till the day your kingdom comes. Yeah, I'm on fire, they can never put my flame out. That's the way it's going down until the Hall of Fame. Nah, eat, I'm talking same, they don't like what I've been standing for. If they got a problem, why they listening to my demo for? Coming up and getting props is never why I'm here for. I rap Christ. All the glory be to God, hate it then. I don't care if I'm sorry, man, but I won't stop. Kick me now to the curve, but the gospel never stop. To them that don't know what to do, you can follow Jesus Christ. You ain't even heard about the benefits that come to death. Hell is disgusting me now on a daily basis. I know they're mad because I'm going places. I'm rapping Jesus, oh yeah, I'm winning foes. The devil never scored, it's coming now, it's just a show.
What's your name?
Catch boy, you know I bring the truth. I don't lie, nah, man, I bring the truth. I'm rapping Jesus, oh yeah, I'm winning foes. The devil never scored, it's coming now, it's just a show. They say there ain't a God, you believe what you've been told. Man, I see you think you're gangster when you're blaspheming the Lord. Oh, you represent impressing me, you ain't hot at all. You ain't even close to real until you start rapping for God. The way to God keeps me strong, hot and tired when I bust. Till I win, I'm in the streets, I'ma still be coming hard. I see you when I'm coming through your spirit. Man, get troubled, son, you're standing on the edge. But it's funny, you don't realize. Man, these boys, I give him Jesus, but don't wanna roll with him. But he's steady knocking on their house, he wants to down with them. Everywhere you meet the kid, busy got the crew with them. Yeah, we roll with Christ now, yeah, we keep the book with us. I know a lot don't like the song, but the kid don't care now. Song is God and through with me, this is what you hear now. Through the speakers over beat, come on, let's hold it down.
Yeah, this is the chance, boy, what it do, I'm here now.
Hell is disgusting me now on a daily basis. I know they're mad because I'm going places. I'm rapping Jesus, oh yeah, I'm winning foes. The devil never scored, it's coming now, it's just a show.
What's your name?
Catch boy, you know I bring the truth. I don't lie, nah, man, I bring the truth. I'm rapping Jesus, oh yeah, I'm winning foes. The devil never scored, it's coming now, it's just a show. Hell is disgusting me now on a daily basis.
Thank you.
I've heard it. That was my music, matter of fact, that will be featured on my CD as soon as it gets out. But we thank God that tune was God is full of surprises. And so I just thank God for that tune. I want to give a shout-out to my cousin for the music. He is the producer. We thank God for Michael Hamilton. And so we just want to give him a shout-out on tonight. And I just thank God, you know, for all of you that are tuning in. You have tuned in to the Angels of Melody with your host, Angel on Deck. And this is the night where we're coming together, listening to our brothers. We're waiting on them to call in, Shag and Obey. A lot of you know of Nigeria and Claudius England of Jamaica. And we thank God you're going to be hearing from them and hearing from other great guests that will call in as well. You will hear their music and other music from around the world. So we just thank God for all of you that are listening in right now in all of Africa from A to Z. We want to say God bless you to all of you in Italy, the UK, Hong Kong, Pakistan, India, Russia, Afghanistan, Switzerland, you name it, here in the United States of America. I think I did say Italy already. Greece, wherever you at, all over the world, through Twitter, wherever you at, we just want to say God bless you on tonight. We just thank God for, you know, great worship. We thank God that we just thank God for just many, many things that he is doing. We just thank him on tonight, and the Lord is awesome. He is really awesome, and I'm telling you, it's just great. It's a great thing. And so we just pray that tonight that the music and everything, the interviews, the prayer, whatever you will hear on tonight will be encouraging to you, that it will bless you on tonight, that whatever you need from the Lord that you will receive on tonight. And so we just thank God. That first song that you heard came on was Saint Church Boy. That's our brother Calvin Hart, better known as Saint Church Boy in Rapping Jesus. We want to give him a shout out on tonight. We thank God for him. I wanted to play his song so bad earlier, and the links was messing up and everything, so I promised him that he will be the first heard on tonight. So we just thank God for him. And we thank God for all of you. So while we're still waiting on our guests to call in, I'm going to go to a great sister that's in the UK. Her name is Beatrice. I think it's Munu. I think I'm saying it right, but we thank God for Sister Beatrice there on tonight. She has a great hit that is rocking the charts, that is out now. And we just thank God. We want to give her a shout-out on tonight. So right now we're going to go to a little of her music, and then we're going to be right back. Hopefully our guests will be on, join us in a minute. So we're going to go to Beatrice for a minute, and then we're going to come right back.
Kuelezea siwezi kuyaweka ndani hakika nitaelezea
dunia isikie watu wote waelewe kwamba wewe wema wewe wema
you have done so much for me, and I cannot explain it, neither can I keep it inside, I surely will tell it out loud.
The world can hear me share it, everyone will understand that you are so good, that you are so good.
Leo na milele
that saved my soul, delivered me from all destruction. You have restored my strength. I surely will testify. So the world can hear me share it. Everyone will understand it, that you are so
off the hook. I can't even answer it because we're doing the broadcast, so I don't know, but we just thank God. We give a shout out to Beatrice on tonight there in the UK. We thank God for her. That song is rocking. It is hot, and I'm telling you, we thank God. I have to get situated here, y'all. We got one more song, and after that, we're going to click on the line because our guest is starting to show up now. So give us a minute. Let's bring it on with Shine Brightly by BBYC up there in Zambia. And right after that, we're going to go to our line and click on our guest for tonight and get our worship and praise on. All right, we'll be right back.
Shine brightly for everybody to see that you could make me fall in love with you. So shine, fall in love with you.
The sky, ooh la la on the clouds. me. Nalesikili sobu chuko masidlalo mshaba wanku bege 031. Jingarana ngama wala mfuge kala bakil. You are number one. From east to west, from north to south, we gonna jump and shout, living life until we out.
Shine brightly for everybody to see that you could make me fall in love with you.
You're listening to Spreaker Web Radio.
Hey, my name is Jeffrey Faith Booth, and I'm the host of the GH Gospel Show from Ghana. Whenever I'm online, I listen to my angelic, melodic Tonya on the Angels of Melody radio broadcast. She is a blessing to the nations, and so I pray you remain blessed as you listen also on the Tonya Angels of Melody Johnson radio show. Bless you as you listen.
Wow, that made me smile, y'all. That was our brother Jeffrey Owusu there in Ghana, giving it up to the Angels of Melody. And once again, we just thank him for that right there. So we thank God. Also, I thank God for, I don't know if he wants me to click him in. I'm not going to do it. If you want me, brother, to click you in, I will. My pastor, not only pastor, but my great brother. I call him my great brother because he is a brother to me. I feel like he's my blood brother. And we thank God for Pastor Sambilla Eugene Tammet, and he's on. So if he want me to click him on, then I will. But other than that, I did text him and tell him to listen in because I told him a lot about the great men that are on the radio with us now. We thank God for gospel recording artist Shagan Obey of Nigeria that is here in the States. And then we also thank God for our other brother, Philip. We thank God for Philip George, and we thank God for him. He's also a recording artist. Pam, you're going to be hearing his music too as well. And I'm telling you, Pastor Eugene, you in for a treat for tonight. I'm glad that you called in. I'm not going to click you on. I'm just going to let you listen because I did say that. Now, if you want to say something, then you can text me back, and then I'll click you on. But other than that, we're going to let you listen in. But we just thank God for all of you that are tuning in. We're just now getting started. I wanted to wait till the men of God show up on the line before I got started. So that's why I played other music, too, at first. But we just thank God for Shagan Obey. He's not really, he's not a guest anymore, as I can put it. He's family. So, you know, a guest to me comes, and then they go, and they come again, and they go. But when you got somebody that stays, that remains, you know, that's around, to me, I consider that as, you know, being family. So we just thank God for, I'm about to click their mics on right now. We thank God for Shagan Obey. I remember it was a time I could not say his name. I had to get it together.
But
we
doing good.
We thank God for you. Now I can say it fast. Now I don't have to stutter it. Now no more. I just be like Shagan Obey.
That's right.
At first, I said
he got
it was wrong.
He got a swag to him, you know, Holy Ghost swag.
Well, we thank God for you, and we thank God for our brother, Philip George. We're going to click him on as well, because it was Philip that introduced me. Yes, we're here. Can you hear us, Philip?
Yes, I'm here. I can hear you.
Okay. Well, we thank God because Philip really, through him, is how I got connected to Shagan. We was all on the radio doing the top 12 artist countdown, and he mentioned a song. Him and our sister Anu, they was mentioning this song. And I'm telling you, when they was talking about the song, Still Standing, and he gave me the name, and it just went on from there, and here we are. So I just thank God. So starting us off then, Philip, I'll let you introduce yourself and let them know where you're calling from, and just have a little words, and then we're going to go to Shagan.
Okay. Well, my name is Philip George. I'm a recording artist, music producer, a piano player, and I'm calling from Maryland, Baltimore, Maryland. And I just wanted to say thank you first to you, Tanya, for giving us all this opportunity to be out here. And just to also say that God will continue to grace you and give you more strength to do what you do. Being a gospel announcer to all gospel artists in this area and all over the world, I pray God will continue to give you more grace. So I'm looking forward to hearing more music you're going to play tonight, because you always have so amazing all the time. like, I look forward to it.
Amen. Well, all right. Well, you know, I thank God for you and everything. You're just a blessing. And after we hear from Shagan, before we go to his worship song, since I'm looking dead at the link saying Philip George piano solo, we got to play that first. Because it's right here in my face, and I'm like, well, wow, we have to go to that first. Because Shagan, you can hear him talking. He was talking at the beginning of it and everything. So, Shagan, introduce yourself and tell the world where you're from and everything, and just have words, and then we're going to go on from there.
Well, like you said, Tanya, you said I'm no longer a guest on this show. I think I should just come get a seat, you know, just get a catch a flight and come down to Detroit and just get a seat and sit beside you every day and just, you know, host this show with you.
Yeah. Now that would be good. Yes. I would love that.
We're definitely coming out.
You know.
Yes, I can't wait. I cannot wait for y'all to come here. I told my pastor and brother that y'all were coming, and I'm looking forward to him. I'm glad he's on the radio Shagan with us. Maybe we'll click him on later. I think right now he just want to listen in, but I told him so much about y'all, and I'm glad that he texted me at the right time. I couldn't answer when he called, but I texted him back, and I let him know, please call me in, because I wanted him to hear you tonight, to hear your music, and that way he know who he meeting when he, before you even get here, he already know. And so I just thank God. Anything else you want to say, and then what we'll do, we'll go to Philip.
I'm back here today, and it's a rare privilege to be on the show. I can't wait. I'm looking forward to a great show. So, hey, I mean, welcome, everybody. That's good to be here, man.
Well, you know what?
How you doing?
You know what? It's exciting tonight, ain't it? It's like you can just feel it in the atmosphere that there's something that's about to take place. It really is, and I just thank the Lord for worship. I even put that on the link somewhere. I put it on there. I said of an overflow of worship, and so we just thank God for that. We thank God, and I'm just so excited on tonight on what's going on. So I'm going to go ahead and let you introduce yourself, Shagan. Just tell them a little bit about you know, what we're going to hear tonight in your music.
Well, basically, I'm called to worship. I'm called to lift up the name of the Most High to worship. I see myself as a cook, you know, as God's top chef. And what I try to do in my music is to serve God the best dish that he could, you know, ever have. Every time I open my mouth to sing, I try to just seeing that God is sitting in front of me, and I just want to, you know, say thank you to him on behalf of, you know, people who have been through, you know, you just look at your life sometimes, you know that you've been through a lot of stuff, and you want to say thank you to the one who's made it possible, you know, for you to come out of those things you've been through. And from each time I sing, it's a way, you know, of saying thank you to God. So I see myself as a cook, you know, preparing different dishes unto the Lord in worship and in praise. And also as an encourager, more like what you would call somebody who's more like an inspirational singer. I try to inspire people with my, you know, my songs. And I do believe that over the years, I've been doing this for about 20 years or so. Or more.
Wow.
I do believe that, you know, through my music, people have been healed and lives have been touched. It's not been by power, but it's been by God's grace. I'm a worship leader, yeah, and that's what I do. I just do music, God's music.
Wow, amen. Amen. Well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to put y'all on hold for a minute, and what we're going to do, we're going to hear the great piano player here, Philip George. Okay, I'm telling you, when I saw that video, I said, oh, I got to download. See, y'all know not to send me videos, because if I like them, I'm going to download them into the radio system, and they're going to be played. So I'm telling you, when I heard that, I said, let's play it. And Philip, I thank God for you, because there's been a lot of messages coming forth saying they have really enjoyed it, just me playing it on the radio for the last 2 days.
Wow.
Many people have left messages like, who is that? Oh, man, he can play, you know, and I'm like, yeah, he can, you know.
Right.
And so what I'm going to do is we're going to go to that first, and right after that, I'm going to go straight, right after that, the next music that you all will hear of the worship and praise will be our brother Shagan Obey. And we just thank God for Shagan. And I'm telling you, Pastor Eugene, when you hear after you hear Philip play this great piano selection, and then we go straight to Shagan Obey, I'm telling you, it's going to take you into a place. And I know it takes me. I don't know about nobody else, but it takes me into a place of worship. And I'm just so glad to be a part of this tonight. I'm telling you, I am so excited. So I'm going to put you all on hold, and right after that, we're going to go on from there. And then I'll just click you all back on. So those of you that are listening in right now, we have Philip George in this great piano solo. And the next voice of song that you will hear will be our brother Shagan Obey, and we'll be back in a few minutes.
I want to do a little something with my project director tonight. He's a good friend of mine. His name is Philip George. He wasn't feeling well this morning. I think he said that to you earlier, but somehow God quickened his mortal body and is here tonight. Do we have any worshipers in here? All right, let's worship together. Just flow with me. Tonight, like I told you, I'm just here to worship. Hallelujah, Jesus. Philip, come on. Thank you. everybody, just worship. Forget about it. We're not doing a show tonight. We're not doing a show tonight.
Thank you. Be
Wow, y'all. I'm telling you, this is just, it's not, I'm telling you, we're going to click on Shagan Obey back in. I'm telling you, he has other great songs, and I mean, it's just awesome. The first one that you heard was his worship. It was Worship Medley, part two. You haven't heard the one yet, but that was the part two, and then you heard Still Standing. And that's the song that I had got introduced to, I'm telling you, the very first time. And I just thank God. Philip and Shagan, y'all back on with me. So, wow. I'm telling you, every time I hear that, it's almost like I haven't heard it before. It's like it's just new of me listening to it again. So, I mean, what would you have to say? And then, you know, with the piano. God, with Philip, you know, that is just, I'm telling you, it almost, I thought I was at Sunday service again. I mean, just awesome, awesome, awesome. Is there anything, Philip, that you would like to say?
That piano solo was, we had the service some time ago. It wasn't actually a service. It was supposed to be a concert that turned into a so much anointed service. And so that was supposed to be a song called Babaye. But Shagan wanted me to do a solo before the song started. Shagan, what's the meaning of that song again? Because I know that's your language.
Yeah, it's a Yoruba language. It's from the western part of Nigeria. And Babaye means, oh, Father. It's like an outcry. It's like a cry to God to say, oh, Father. It's like you're saying, oh, Father, let your kingdom come and let your will be done and let it start in my life. That's what we're saying, you know. So it's like saying, oh, Father, come. It's like a cry to God saying, oh, Father, come. Let your kingdom come, let your will be done in our lives. So it was Philip's interpretation. You know, I like him to continue. Philip, go ahead.
It was
trying to express.
It was like you said, my heart, I had to pour my heart out that evening. Because in the morning I wasn't feeling too good, and I had to perform in that same evening concert with my group. And then when it got to that point, I had to just pour my heart out. Because I understood the meaning of the song, and I would say, Lord, let your will be done. When I was doing that, I had something in my spirit just going on, because I was dealing with a lot at that point. So the only way I could interpret it was to play that piano. And I know piano has a voice. It can be heard.
Yeah.
And it went straight. It came out from my spirit. Mm-hmm. I didn't even know what I was doing. I mean, I'm sure you saw the video. I didn't even know what I was doing. They told me later someone came behind me and touched me. I had no clue that even happened at all. You know, so, and then it went into the song. I think the song was also uploaded. I'm not sure, but, and then it went into the song, and then we're just ministering in the song. It's a very powerful song. Shagan and I are going to record that song, I'm sure, before it leaves back to Nigeria. In another way. But Shagan is a true man of God. He's one artist that I enjoy playing behind the keyboards for, because a lot of times, a lot of people don't understand that it is a combination of just not the person singing, but also the person behind that can interpret what's going on in front, as a combination of everything together. So he's one artist that we can both understand each other. We understand the atmosphere. We understand what God is saying simultaneously. We have that kind of deep connection where once we're on stage and I happen to be the one on the keyboard directing the band, we have such a huge connection where we're able to help the others, all of us together, interpret what is in the spirit. So we allow the power of God to just use us and just flow and let His presence fall. And what's that song? Still Standing. It's one of my favorite songs. One of my favorite songs. It just reminds me of no matter how, you know, whatever it is that's going on, no matter the odds, we're still here, still standing.
Yeah.
On our way to our destiny. You know, especially the other the part that they say, I'm better, I'm wiser, only because of you, Lord. You know, it always strikes me so hard. And I'm so grateful for the man of God, Shadow, for allowing God to use him so mightily in this time.
Wow.
Wow, awesome. Yeah. I'm telling you, I'm just blessed with all what's, you know, going on tonight. It's just wonderful. And I'm telling you, I just thank God for what he is doing and how he's just, you know, connecting us all around the world. That's what I'm really excited about.
Yeah.
You know, about the Lord, how he's just steady connecting us around the world, and it's just so awesome. Just so awesome. And I just thank God. I think we got another call, because we have another brother that's joining us all the way from Jamaica, another recording artist. His name is Claudius England. We thank God for him as well, and I'm waiting on him to call in, because on the phone line here, there's some kind of box or something that's in the way. I don't know where that come from, but there's something on there. I don't even want to touch it, because I don't want no, you know how they be having things on there, and you know, it's just something. But we just thank God for, you know, his many blessings. But I really didn't want to touch this block, but he said he has been calling and calling and calling. And so we just thank the Lord for everything that, you know, he is doing. So I don't know. We have some callers on the line. I see all kind of numbers popping up, but I'm not sure who these numbers are. So let's click on and see who these numbers are right quick, to just see who's calling in. This is a 876. It could be just listeners calling in, but I'm seeing an 876 area code. Hello, God bless you. Are you there?
876 Jamaica. Can you hear me?
Hi. Yes.
Claudius. God.
Oh, my God. Do you know what? When you said you was going to call in through the Skype, I'm looking for a Skype sign. and it didn't show up like that. So,
calling from the landline.
Oh, wow.
I'm having some phone issues, so calling from the landline.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, yeah, God bless you. So I know you were listening in, right?
Yeah, man. Most definitely, man.
Now, what was you thinking? What did you think about all this worship music you heard of our brother Shagan Obey?
I mean, from the piano right back to the last word, it was good, you know. It was a nice way to get yourself in an atmosphere of worship. So it was really good to hear it, and it took me to a nice little place of worship before even making this call. So it was really good, really nice, really nice.
Wow. All right. So I'm going to let you enter. I already told the people that you were going to be on with us, but you are also... Mm-hmm. A gospel recording artist there in Jamaica, and I'm telling you, your music is a blessing as well. So all of us got the minds open and everything. So Philip and Shagan, this brother here, his name is he's from Jamaica, and we thank God. We as y'all already heard me say that. And his name is Claudius England. So
and that's
we
the
thank
correct
God.
Name. No, I'm saying that is the correct name. That's the correct name. That's the full. That's my right name, Claudius England.
All right, so I said it right. All right.
Claudius England.
Claudius England.
I know. I'm glad I didn't say it. I could have said it like Claudius or because you know I be messing up names and stuff. But I'm glad I said that right. So we just thank God for you there in Jamaica. Now before we go back into with Shagan, because I know we are all on this broadcast together, and I'm so excited that all of y'all are on here at the same time with me. So, but we're going, because we're going to hear some more music from Shagan on tonight, but also we want to hear something, some music from you too. Now, last night, Claudius, I read something that really struck me. And I mean, it was powerful what you had said, and it got me started this morning on the radio, where you were talking about the parents. People need to watch out what their children are watching and what they are listening to. Can you talk a little bit about that? Because this brings the introduction of your song that says "Stop Preach Demon." So we want to hear a little bit about that. That you posted up yesterday concerning about what really made you angry and what's bothering you of what's going on with people allowing the spirit of the enemy, you know, into their homes and the children listening to anything and got all this demonic stuff. Talk a little bit about that.
Let me tell you now, it really is a very bad situation when sometimes I turn on even my computer or I turn on the radio. And I hear the type of music that's on it. I mean, if we are Bible believing people, it says life and death is in the power of the tongue. So we need to watch the things we say, because we can speak life through our tongue and we can speak death. But over the last couple of months or couple of years in Jamaica, I'm speaking. Particularly for Jamaica, there's been a rise of dark music that involves not only saying, let's go shoot somebody, but it's also saying, I am a demon, I will shoot somebody with you. Understand what I'm saying? It's really dark. It's opening a level of spiritual wickedness and wickedness that I mean, the people of God have to come together and really battle the spiritual side of stuff. I mean, when no matter how churched you are, no matter how much time you go to church. Our kids are open to the internet. They're open to the ads on the TV and the radio. And I mean, everything. First of all, we used to sell sex in everything that we do. We sell sex in the ad campaigns. We sell sex in everything that we do. So the kids are so open to sex that sex is so normal for them now, right? And now with this demonic attack that is on the music now, it's also empowering the kids to do the things that just demons would do, you know. And we as a church, we can't sit back and watch it anymore. And I as a music minister can't sit and watch it anymore. I have to speak directly to it, not to the person singing it, but to the demon itself that says you have to go back to where you're coming from. You cannot stand as a person, or you can't stand up here anymore, because you have no authority here. You have no place here. You need to go back where you're coming from. And I will tell you that as strong as possible, because I have the biggest bucket of Jesus Christ behind me. You understand? So you have to go back to the pit of hell where you're coming from, because guess what? Our kids will not be subject to the demonic influence or demonic attack that's on them now. You understand? So that kind of just bring that up in my heart. And, you know, sometimes in church we don't even know what our kids are listening to. But believe me,
that's true.
Some of the kids hear the song 5 months, 1 year before you hear one line. You know, they know the song, they're singing it. I have a son that is 5 years old, and he sings. He'll sing anything he hears on the radio because he likes music. You understand? So I have to be kind of coaching what he listens to, but I can't coach everywhere. You understand? So we need a community that can come up and stand up and says, no, we're not accepting this. We're not accepting this. This is not what God wants, and this is not what I will have my kids subjected to.
And you know what else going on, too? These teachers in these schools is something else. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Because they have their little parties in the class. You don't even know what they playing. You know what's going on. And then people wonder why Charlie and Sarah, you know what I'm saying, is looking cross-sighted and looking crazy. You know what I'm saying? And it's just off, you know what I'm saying, of what's going on. So when I heard you, I read your post, and it really, you know, got to me. I started, you know, getting angry about it myself, because a lot of that is going on, you know, where kids are listening to this demonic music. They want to sit here and wear all of this gothic, you know, clothing and all this kind of crazy mess and get tattoos with different signs, and they look at it like it's sweet. I got on my son, 19 years old, and he went out, didn't tell me what he was going to do, and when he came back, I let him have it. He's sitting there with a skull on his, you know, tattooed on his arm. And I got after him, and I'm like, wait a minute, what is this? Oh, it's just the art. I said, no, that is demonic. Why would you sit here with a skull, something like that, tattooed on your body? That represents death. Why would you wear this? You know, but you got some people think it's cute. They feel like, you know, oh, it's good to wear bones and skull. No, I'm not into that. I'm not into that stuff. And like you said, people have to wash that out. But what I'm saying is I got after him to let him know, because maybe he felt that it was nothing. You know what I'm saying? But to me, it was something. And we had to let him know that. So I'm telling you, this is just crazy. But we just thank God. What would you say about that, Shagan?
Wow, man. I mean, I hear that, and my heart is so heavy. I mean, so much wickedness all over the place, you know. It's just amazing. People to start, you know, living lives like there's no tomorrow. Like, you know, they don't care what happens tomorrow. They're just concentrating on what goes on today, you know. It's amazing. I mean, people forget that there's a place we're going back to, and there's an account we have to give. As a matter of fact, it's like evil prevails everywhere. It's like it's a norm to do crazy stuff. And, you know, they see Christianity as, you know, or Christians as a group of people who are lily-livered, you know, who don't have what they call swag, you know, who are just people who are tired of life and now are in church because we're all tired and we're looking for something to do to get ourselves, you know, entertained. And, you know, we just call on a God that doesn't seem to answer us. And, you know, people just want to go to the club. They want to get wasted. They want to do all those negative things. And like my brother was saying a while ago, Brother England, you know, I really do identify with that. You know, it's all over the world now. It's like evil prevails. There's thick darkness, you know, in the world today. And, you know, even the systems of the world ain't working no more. You know, the government is failing. So, you know, there's no money in the economy anymore. Things that we used to look up, the countries used to look at, you know, as big countries, they're falling flat. You know, everything that used to be things that we looked up to are, you know, it's like the tide is changing. I mean, everything is turning around. And, you know, I was just sitting down asking myself, what is going on? And the only thing I could hear in my spirit was, hey, the end is here. You know, and if you read the book of Revelation, you would understand that, you know, the Bible is a complete, it's not just a novel or a book to read or just, you know, read and put down and read. It's a book, it's like a prophetic book, you know, that speaks of what has happened and what is going to happen. And I tell you, I believe God more than ever before. Each time I read the Bible, it just brings me closer to God because I realize, wow, with all the things going on in the world, there is a God in heaven.
Yeah.
And, you know, he sees beyond what we see. And all I can do right now is just, first of all, you know, reverence him some more and ask him to just have mercy. All we can ask for in today's world is just, Lord, have mercy. I mean, what did the people in those days do that the Lord destroyed the world with the flood? What did they do? I mean, they were only just doing one or two kinds of sins, and God had to destroy the world with flood. But look at the world today. God made a promise that time. He said, okay, I will no longer destroy the world, because he looked at it and he thought, wow. I mean, I caused a flood that destroyed the whole world, and he had compassion. You know, God is a compassionate God, and so he probably said, well, I would never destroy. If God never made that vow never to destroy the world, can you imagine? I mean, this world would have been destroyed 50 times over. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
It's amazing. But in all of this, you know, we need to just look at God and thank him. That's why I can't stop worshiping him, because, you know, there's still hope in a hopeless situation. And we just have to keep holding on to God and believe that, you know, his light will shine in that gross darkness that, you know, has covered the world today.
That's right. That's right. Philip, what would you say on that? And then we're going to go to his song that's talking about that. And then after that, we're going to go back to you, Shagan, and your other song as well. His time ran out, but he's still listening in to us live. But I told him at least everybody did hear what he had to say, you know. So we thank God that he had enough time to speak. Yeah. What he felt and to let the people know about this wickedness that's going on. So, Philip, what would you have anything to say about this?
Wow. All right, to be honest with you, my heart is still really heavy right now. My heart is still heavy. You know, I'm reminded of the scripture when Jesus was teaching in Matthew chapter 4:24, and was telling them the signs of the end time. And was telling them that there will be rumors of war, earthquakes, and all kind of stuff. There are certain things that prayer sometimes will not be able to answer because it's designed to be so. There are things that will happen, and these things Jesus said would happen to let people know that the end of time is come. And some of these things are things that happen where wickedness has prevailed. It's a sign that the people of God, we have to stand up and pray, because this wickedness will come, but it's not. We're not going to be a part of it. It's not something that's going to affect us. So,
yeah.
And I'm saying that to say that, you know, just a few days ago, probably about 4 or 5 days ago, just even in Nigeria, 4 students. I don't know if you read about it. Young students, 19, 18, young folks went to, the alleged story was, they went to see one of their friends that took their older money. And when they took the money, the boy didn't have the money, so they took his laptop and cell phone. So if you have the money, come pick up your cell phone and laptop. On their way out, the boy decided to shout that this came to steal a cell phone and laptop. And that's how the community gathered around and killed these 4 boys. The 4 of them.
Oh, wow.
I am telling you. If they had to shoot them, that was different. They killed them like chickens. Put tires around their neck and burnt them alive. Over a cell phone and a laptop.
My God.
Sometimes you see the wickedness of man is so high. And then speaking of music out there, that's why we have to do music now. You know, there's a lot of junk music out there now where people of God, they're doing something. Some folks are just doing music out there that will glorify themselves. No, we refuse that. That's why some of us that know the truth, we have to stand up and say no, right into the face of the enemy. Say, no, we cannot take this. We cannot accept this.
Yeah.
We have to do music, not because of the financial gain, not because of anything, but to glorify God. Music that will change the world and turn the people to God, taking worship to the world and bringing the people to worship. You know, and my heart is so broken right now because they're singing music, and this music, they have a way of just infiltrating, getting into the spirit of the people, getting into the spirit of the kids. And before you know it, 2 days, 3 days, you're singing junk. You know, and very demonic. And so we have to use our music to minister life to people, not death. We have to stand up in prayer, in praise, and in worship, say, God, visit your people. This is not happening again. We refuse it. We declare it's not going to happen. We declare it will not happen. In our music, it will not happen. In prayers, it will not happen. We declare this.
That's right. That's right.
And my heart is so really burdened, tired. But God is faithful. Jesus,
that's true.
Faithful.
My God. I'm telling you, you know, our brother just posted up just now. He said, and even in Jamaica, 2 men went and raped 5 females, ages 8. Now, ain't that something? An 8-year-old girl, 15, 16, 23, and 28, just 3 weeks ago, he said. And he said that angered his heart, especially for that 8-year-old girl. That is sad.
Oh,
it's sad. I'm telling you, it's just sad, you know, what is happening. You know, it chokes me up, you know, to hear about it. And then on yesterday we were at church, and one of the brothers, 20 years old, at the church, in college, Pastor Sam Biller let us know yesterday that he was shot.
Yeah.
And he's dead. Yeah, he's dead. 20 years old, you know, and his mother, you know, is really going through tonight. He was the only child she had, you know, and it's just so much that's going on. And then I stated earlier, you know, on the program how a couple of weeks ago I posted up on Facebook that my daughter's school was on lockdown. Someone had made a threat to shoot. And so they had all these policemen. It was all on the news. My daughter didn't even go to school that day. She got sick. And I thank God she wasn't there, because I probably would have been worrying myself crazy. You know, but they had the school on lockdown, made sure that it was safe. And I said, you know what? The devil is a lie. This is not going to keep going on. And I began to just serve notice to him and let him know that it does not matter what he tries to do. I'm telling you, we're not going to back down. We are not going to back down. And that's why I tell the people that it's electrocution time. It's time to put him in that death chair. Put him in his death chambers. And see, when I say that, people look at me like, oh, wow, you know, that sounds kind of violent. You know, one brother told me, he said, you speak so out cold toward that devil. He said, one time I thought I started to feel sorry. I said, well, let me tell you something. I don't feel sorry for him. I'm telling you. My dad mentioned, and then we're going to go on to the song, he mentioned to me, and somebody might laugh out there because I guess it may sound comical the way I said it, but I was for real. My dad, for some reason, out of the clear blue, said, we were driving, and he said, boy, wouldn't it be something if you could just see the devil right now, you know, face to face? You know, what would you do to him? I'm telling you, I just could knock him out, and I can do this and do that and do. He just going on. I said, well, I'm going to tell you something. If I saw him right now, I said, while you driving that van, I would tell you to hit him and go forward. And I said, and put the thing in reverse and back up on him, run back over him again. I said, till he flat as a pancake. And then I will get out, pick him up, and I said, throw them somewhere and burn them up till I see ashes. And somebody might say, well, you know, wow, that's vicious. But he doesn't care about us. He don't care about trying to have threats and all kind of stuff against us. So why would we care about how he feel and what we want to do to him? So that's how I see it. And I said, I think a lot of us probably would feel the same way and do the same thing that I'm talking about doing.
Somebody said something, and this is just on a lighter note, still on what we were talking about. It's just, you know, on a lighter note. Somebody said, you know, sometimes the way the world is so wicked right now, you know, looking at the way the world is, you know, even the devil himself, if he came to the world and saw people, he would say, wow, you guys are wicked. I mean, you're even more wicked than me. You know, because y'all are doing really, really nasty stuff. I mean, I didn't start this. You guys are bad. I mean, but the devil himself is bad. I mean, say, and look at these people and say, what are you doing? Oh, my, what? You know,
wow.
That is crazy because, I mean, the world is really, people are so heartless all over the place. And, you know, it's amazing. It's terrible. Killings everywhere. You just take a gun, put it point blank to somebody's face and just pull the trigger. How do you do that? I can't even kill, I can't kill, you know, rodents and stuff. I know, but I mean to kill a fellow man, how do you do that? And people do it every
true.
Day. They just find it so easy to just pull the trigger or, you know, bring out the whatever it is and just, you know, kill somebody. I'm like, well, how do you do that? How do you even process? I mean, how do you eat and sleep after killing a person? But you know,
the world
is just so perverse and wicked. But God can see us through it all, and it'll be well.
Yes, he will. Well, we thank God for that. I'm telling you, you know, I thank God for this program tonight because, you know, everybody's so used to doing hearing straight music. But sometimes it's good to speak a little knowledge, you know, speak the word, you know, let people hear something. It's just music, music. Ain't nothing wrong with it. But I'm just saying, sometimes it's good to just you speak the word, speak some encouragement, let the people know what's going on out there in the world. Let them know that your country ain't the only one that's shooting. But we got some shooting going on over here, too. So people need to hear what's happening. And that's what I like about this program tonight, because it's very different than the usual. But I love it. Many people are leaving messages. They loving it. They're enjoying it. And we just thank God. You know, we need to let the people know that, yes, the devil is loose, but God said he has given us power over. He did. He said he's given us power. Yes. And so we got to keep on reading our word. We got to keep on going down in prayer. And we still got to keep standing. You know, no matter what, we just, I was just talking to Shagan earlier, and I was letting him know, you know, I can't give up. We just can't give up. No matter what the situation looks right, like, no matter how we feel, what we going through, we just cannot back down. You see what I'm saying? Because once you back down, then that gives the enemy a chance to come up. And I'm here to block him, seriously, and keep him down, flat out. So I just, you know, it's just like that. And a lot of people tell me, you know, when you go to talking like that, we can hear the anger. We can hear. I say, yeah, you can hear the anger because of the simple fact is he's going around off and discouraging people. And you get tired of that. I get tired of it. You know, us trying to speak to us and telling us this and telling us that. And next thing you know, we feeling sorry and we down. It's time out for this stuff. You know what I'm saying? And it's time to keep fighting back because all he's trying to do is get us off guard. And we got to stand in unity all over the world. I don't have to be in Nigeria to be in unity with you. I can be way here in America and still stand in unity with you there in Nigeria, with you in Egypt and Jerusalem and wherever you at. I can still be there in unity. And somebody might say, well, how can you? Prayer. Because God is everywhere. And in prayer, things will work. And it will work. I can sit here and let loose a prayer right now, and something can move. The wind of God can really move like never before over there in Hong Kong. Just us praying. Somebody can say, hey, we in Hong Kong, and my sister is this and that. She got hit by a car, and she in the hospital, and we can able to come together in unity, call out that sister's name, pray a prayer, and God will listen and honor that prayer, and he will move
by
his spirit.
Amen.
That's right. That is right. So we want to remember those young women that our brother just said, the ages. We want to not know their name. We don't know their name. But we pray. You know what I'm saying? That whoever that person that did that mess, you know what I'm saying, that he will be shaken up in his tracks.
Amen.
And that he will repent and get saved. That's, we don't want to see him say, oh, he needs to die. No, that's, we can't talk like that, and even if we wanted to say it, we can't say that. But you know what I'm saying? We have to pray for that brother that he will get saved, and we're praying that that spirit of torment that tried to be loosed out on those women, even that eight-year-old girl, you know, we need to pray right now because I'm starting to get wound up. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we lift up these young women that have been raped.
Yes.
We lift up the brother that got shot and killed. We lift up all over the world all of those that are going through a time of torment, those that are going through loved ones dying and getting shot and killed. School things are happening, young women being raped and young teenagers listening to this demonic music and looking at demonic movies and doing demonic things and not listening to the parents and just going any kind of way. Lord, we lift up this situation to you now.
Yes.
And Lord, we thank you that you hold all power in your hands.
Yes.
Lord, we know that you're able to turn this situation around.
Yes.
We know that you are able, hallelujah, to go in these schools in our situations around.
Yes.
Lord, we ask now that these young women that were raped, Lord, that you would just wrap your arms around them now in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Lord, let them know that everything will be all right. And right now, we just cancel and erase all bad memories of this. in the name of Jesus, that would stand, that would try to stand in their way from moving forward. God,
yes.
Remove the hurts. Remove those wounds,
yes,
that
Jesus.
They feel. Only
yes,
you
Jesus.
Can do it. No therapist can do it. They can go see a therapist. But God, you are the therapist. And we ask you now, God, for healing mentally, physically, and emotionally to these
Amen.
Women right now. Even
Amen.
The young man that got shot and killed, Lord, we ask that you would just comfort his mom now
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Lord, we ask that you would speak to her heart and let her know that she is well comforted and that you
Amen.
Are making a way even now. Glory
Amen.
To God.
Glory to
Lord,
Jesus.
We lift up these young people, this sound that's corrupting our youth, Lord. We ask now that their eardrums, their ear gates will be deafened to this music, God, in the name of Jesus, that you will remove that stony heart, Lord, that you will remove that garbage that tries to keep them captive. In the name of Jesus, we break right now every chain of bondage. In
Amen.
The name of Jesus,
Amen.
The word that you said, that these souls are yours. We call
Amen.
The youth forth now, God. In the name of Jesus, your warriors,
Amen.
Your generals, oh
Amen.
God, from the north, south, east, and west, we call them forth now. In
Amen.
The name of Jesus, have your way in their life.
Have your
and
way,
we're putting
Jesus.
An end right now. Glory to God. We're counseling in the name of Jesus. Every
Amen.
Assignment and wickedness of the enemy over our youth right
Amen.
Now, in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Lord, we
Amen.
Thank you that it is over.
Yes,
glory
God.
To God. Lord, look on our children. Look on our nieces, nephews, God children. Oh, God, children in the neighborhood right now, God, that's just walking in the ways of wickedness. Lord, we ask now. That you will save the Lord. That you will speak to their heart. Speak to their minds and their souls, God. Let them hear the sound that you are calling them forth, God. Lord, that you will use them in a mighty way, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Even the gangbangers. We want to set the gangbangers up. The shooters, oh, God. Oh, my God. Lord, we ask you to go even in the mafia world. Lord, you spoke to me and told me you're saving the mafia. Oh, God, we thank you right now. It doesn't matter what it looks like. It doesn't matter what they're doing. People talking about they this and they that. But, God, their soul belongs to you. And, Lord, we call them out of that mafia. We call them out of that gangbanging. We call them out of that drug selling and that pimpness and prostituting right now, God. And, Lord, we ask that you will put running in their feet, put fire in their hands, put fire in their stomach, oh, God.
Yes.
Those in the nightclub, hallelujah. You call me up out of that club. You call me out of that bottle and that weed smoking and that filthy mouth, God, that filthy language. Shaking it like it's hot. Oh, God, you call me up out of that. Glory to God. Lord, I know that you able to bring our sisters and our brothers up out of that mess.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. For they have a purpose. And, God, we thank you that we're snatching them out right now. In the name of Jesus. We take the axe to the devil's head right now. We take the axe to his hands. And we say no more, no more.
No more
holding them back.
No more.
But they
no
will
more.
Hear your voice, God. And they will not hearken. They will not have a hard heart toward you, Lord. But it will melt and they will hear you, God. Glory to God. And we thank you for it now. And we praise you right now. We plead the blood of Jesus.
Yes.
Right now over every home listening in on tonight. Lord, we plead the blood, hallelujah, over every window, over every door, the cars, the back of the house, in front of the homes, on top of the roof, from the bottom, oh, God, even on every apartment. Lord, we just thank you now for covering on tonight. We thank, we rebuke death. Oh, God, if you call in souls home, we know we can't stop you from calling them home. But those souls that ain't been called, oh, God, Lord, we just rebuke that dying spirit, that deaf spirit, in the name of Jesus, that spirit of deaf in the streets and deaf in under the wheel and by accident, by shotguns and pills, overtaking pills. God, we call these souls forth to you now, in the name of Jesus, and we just thank you. We praise you. We give you the honor. We give you the glory. Lord, we thank you for having your way in my brother's life, Philip George. Lord, I lift him up to you. I lift up Shay and Obey to you, God. I lift up our brother Claudius England to you and all of our artists, everyone listening in on tonight, God. You see what everybody needs, oh God. And we thank you that you're fixing it now. You're fixing stuff in their lives. You're fixing stuff in my life. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for it now, tonight, God, that you are doing a new thing in our life. Glory to God. We thank you that things will not stay the same. But, oh, God, we thank you that you're taking us higher in you. And we thank you for it, God. We lift up every nation to you right now, from east to west, south and north, oh, God. We lift up the nations to you. We lift up Nigeria, oh, God, and Kenya and Uganda and Cameroon, Lord, and Ghana on tonight, Lord. Ethiopia, Liberia, God, all of Africa, we lift them up to you today, oh, God. You said Africa was moving forward. And we thank you, Lord. It don't matter what the devil say. It don't matter what the other haters say. God, you said that Africa will move forward, and we thank you right now. It's already done. We thank you. Your hand is over them now. Glory to God. We thank you, Lord, that you're going to do something new in Africa, and the people is going to see it, oh, God. We thank you, oh, God. We thank you that chains are being broken right now. Glory to God. We thank you for job release. We thank you for the artists in Africa, God, moving forward. We thank you for making a way, oh, God. We thank you that the drought is over. Glory to God that the drought is over, God. Hallelujah. Many have remained faithful, God. Hallelujah. They sung and played and wrote. Oh, God, but we thank you that you got a big surprise waiting for them, oh, God, with their name on it. Freely give rap. So we thank you for it now, God. We thank you right now. Hallelujah. We thank you right for it right now. We thank you that Africa will have a testimony, oh, God. We thank you that Jamaica, hallelujah, Barbados and Trinidad and Tobago will have a testimony, oh, God, that Italy will have a testimony, hallelujah, that the UK will have a testimony, that America, hallelujah, God, that you're going to tear some things down and rebuild up, oh, God, because they said America is, hallelujah, it carries your name, God. They said that this was a praying country, oh, God, and look what happened. They took the prayers out of the schools and people not praying like they used to. Ministry doors are staying shut and people not helping and being out doing what they're supposed to do, oh, God, as ministers, God, as helpers, Lord. So, Lord, we thank you for a great change. Send your wind right now, God. And, Lord, we thank you right now that you are tearing down what's not right and you are rebuilding. You're building up, oh, God, what needs to be built up, oh, God. And we thank you. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. Hallelujah. We thank you for the finances, the overflow of your finances right now, God. Hallelujah. We thank you for it right now.
My God.
Bless your people, God. Bless them. Bless every child. Bless those villages, God. My God, many stand in the villages. Oh, Lord, many are tired of staying in them villages. Many have hopes and dreams to come out of those villages and live in homes. And those children, God, is crying and weeping. And so many of them are not happy because they want to live a life, oh, God, like other children. Lord, we lift them up because it will happen. Lord, we thank you. We don't know how it's going to happen. But, God, you got a new day for these villages. You got a new day for these homes. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank you. We thank you for it now, God. Hallelujah. Don't nobody else believe, Lord. I believe. Glory to God. We believe, Lord, in your word that you will do it. And we thank you for testimonies even coming forth out of the villages. We thank you right now. Hallelujah. We thank you right now for it. And we praise you, God. We thank you. We praise you. We honor you tonight for your faithfulness, God. Thank you for your faithfulness. We thank you for your faithfulness to us, God, that you are a man that will not lie. Lord, you don't have to repent. Glory to God, because you are truth. And we thank you for it right now. We thank you for your truth. We thank you for your word. And we also, Lord, most of all, we thank you for your keeping power. Hallelujah. Keeping us through these evil days, Lord. Keeping our minds when the enemy wanted to take it. We thank you for keeping us right now. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank you right now for your fire falling Glory to God. Set us ablaze, God. Change our oil. We need new oil. Glory to God. Charge up our engine on tonight. Glory to God. Keep us, God, that when things try to come against us, oh, Lord, that we can reach up and grab a hold of your energy, God. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Oh, my amen. God. I did not know I was going in that area, but I just felt the need to pray when I read that news about those young ladies and hearing about all this shooting and killing and stuff that's going all over the world that's happening. Oh, my God, I'm telling you. But we thank God that he keeps us in perfect peace. And I just thank God today. I just thank him. He's just so wonderful. And, oh, my God, he's just so wonderful. And so right now, God is healing. He is healing. I was reading our brother. He said the 15-year-old was his keyboard player's sister that was raped. And so we want to keep these girls in prayer, knowing that God is going to heal them. I'm believing God for that, healing them, you know, from this situation that has happened. So is there anything that y'all would like to say before we go into Claudius England song?
Let's just go at it. I'm ready. I mean, you said it all. The prayer has set the devil running right now. And, you know, when such a powerful, effectual, fervent prayer has been said, I mean, what else do you say but to say amen? And, you know, let the church say amen.
I know that's right. Let the church know that's right. Amen. But what I'm going to do, I'm going to put y'all on hold, and then we're going to click y'all back, because after this song, we got another song after that. Well, two songs after this one, and after that, we're going to click on Shagan and our brother again, and we're going to hear the other song in our last moments here. So right now, we're going to play a song called "Stop Preach Demon" by Claudius England, and right after him, we got Josh Gospel, "Give Thanks," and then after that, we got one more song, and then after that, we're going to end it off, and well, not really end it because it ain't going to be ended yet, but you know what I'm saying. We're going to be using the last few moments for our brother in his music here. So right now, let's go to Claudius England.
I am some angry. Ah, this is painful. Well, it's Claudius one more time. Me turn on me computer, me heart start bleed when me see the feature. Tears full up me, I know me see the creature. Attacking the youth for them dirty legion. I put himself in every media. The phones, the iPads, in mislead ya. But nation, please open up your eyes, get trampled those guys. Oh God, people, no happy rise on my shirt. Now go see the youth arise, no gun in the way. But I'm angry, I saw you facing now. The blood that Jesus you won't go get. You're preaching to the youth and you're teaching them demons. Want to hell you and your legion. Take your honor for me cause he's a free man. The youth now go sing Uncle Demon. Hey, well music is a influential thing. Influence queen, influence king. Influence South Africa for make the tides swing. So this a music I'll keep chanting. So no matter come with your demon star. Rebuke every demonic scare. Our nation is blessed. I cancel your demonic address. That people not be right no matter. We not bust no gun in a duet. Oh yes, I'm angry. I saw your face and now the blood that Jesus you are gonna get. You're preaching to the youth and you're preaching them demons. Want to hell you and your legion. Take your honor for me cause he's a free man. God word me and shoot at demon. Hey. I'm angry and so I want you to know, at this world that you have for me, keep them. You've got to let go. Our kids are created to praise El Shaddai. So they shall declare the words of the Most High. They shall not die. Go back to hell with you, your past prophecy. One destroy my nation and audacity. Leave every parish, miss, and leave every city. I explanation, I come out pretty. Got people not to rise on my shit. Got people not to rise on my shit. Stop people not to rise so much. I ask the blood that Jesus demon I get. Stop preaching to the youth, them you uncle demon.
man. Take your hand off of me cause he's a free man. The youth send you better start deceive man. Go on back to hell with your legion. Well, music is a influential thing. Influence queens, influence kings. Influence South Africa for make the tide swing. So this a music I'll keep chanting. So no matter come with your demon style, rebuke every demonic scare. Our nation is blessed. I cancel your demonic address. Bad people not be rise no mashes. We not bust no gun in a duet. Oh yes, I'm angry. I saw your face and now the blood of Jesus you are gonna get. You're preaching to the youth and you're preaching them demons. Go on to hell, you and your legion. Take your hand off of me cause he's a free man. God word me a shoot at demon. Bad people not be rise no mashes. We not bust no gun in a duet. Oh yes, I'm angry. I saw your face and now the blood of Jesus you are gonna get. You're preaching to the youth and you're preaching them demons. Go on to hell, you and your legion. Take your hand off of me cause he's a free man. God word me a shoot at demon.
Hallelujah, there is power in the mighty name of Jesus. Whatever you're going through, whatever it is that you're searching for, if you can just call on Jesus' name, things are bound to change in your situation. At the great name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue will confess that he is Lord of all the earth.
Your name is awesome, your name is great, your name is mighty and worthy. Your name is healing and your name is peace. Your name is all I need.
about the name of Jesus.
Your name is mighty and worthy.
Your name is.
Your name is healing.
Oh,
your name is. Your name is all.
Your name is mighty, worthy, praise. Your name is good. Your name is good. Your name is all.
No other.
No other name.
No other name.
No
other. No other.
Oh,
no other name.
Jesus is
Jesus.
The name. Yes, it is.
No other name.
No
one,
no one,
no
one name can do like Jesus.
No other name.
Yeah. No other name.
No
one.
in the wilderness, there was nothing they could hit around. You saw five bread and two fishes into a miracle.
You are my only Lord,
immortal, invisible, the only wise God. All power and dominion be to your name. There is nothing too important for you to do, my God.
That was Dolapo. I think I'm saying it right. Dolapo Abu. We thank God. Song All in All. We want to give a shout out to him. He's in Atlanta on tonight, and he left me a message saying that he really had a wonderful time listening in to this program. So we thank God for that. So, again, we want to give him a shout out. And then that other song that you heard, No Other Name, was Todd Dulaney. We thank God for him as well. And then we heard our brother Jah Gospel. We thank God for him as well. And so now we're going to click on Shay and Obey once again in this last few minutes. We're going to let him say something, and then we're going to end it off with the worship medley one. But before we end off with that, we have to play his other song, which is Shaking. I need you to pronounce it. The last time I tried to pronounce it, some sisters of ours there in Nigeria was laughing. They was laughing because they said you was really trying hard to get that out, but I don't even want to try tonight.
Oh wow. Okay, well, it's called Alewile Shake. That's right.
Okay.
Yeah. It simply means, you know, the God who speaks a word and brings it to pass. Alewile Shake.
Alewile. Exactly. I ain't come close, did I? I'm trying. That'll be my homework to learn that
that
word.
That's fine.
But we thank God for you, brother. I know you probably heard the other songs we played, and I'm telling you, that song, No Other Name. I'm telling you, that Todd Dulaney is something else. That's an awesome worship song. I thank God for that. And then the Lapo Abu singing All in All, that was great too. And then our brother Jah Gospel, I thank God for those songs on tonight. It was just awesome. So is there anything else you would like to say? Because what we're going to do is right after you finish saying, having words, we're going to go right into both songs and just let that end us off for tonight. And are they going to hear from you again on the radio? Because I know that's probably going to come up, like, when are you going to be back on again? Because one brother wanted to join you tonight there in Nigeria. He knew who you were, and he wanted to call in so bad. But they had rehearsal tonight, and so I just said, well, maybe you'll be back on, because you're still here. You haven't gone yet, so maybe we can have you back on again.
Yeah, before I got a couple of weeks out here, you know, before I go back home. A lot of things going on back home, so, you know, I'm missing out, and I can't wait to be back home. And there's a lot of things going on out here, too, you know, and that's what we pray for God to continue to give us, you know, the grace to do his work wherever we find ourselves. Yeah, so I'm here for a couple of weeks. I can come on one more time before I go back. That's cool.
Okay. Well, that's great. They'll be able to look for you to come back. So, in saying that, then what we'll do is I'm going to put you on hold, and we're going to go straight into your last couple of songs of worship. And I just thank God for you, Shaq. And you are very you're an awesome brother, and I just thank God, you know, for your life. And you're very encouraging, seriously, and great to talk with, and very down to earth. And I just thank God for that, you know. It's just awesome. So what I'm going to do is put you on hold, and then we're going to come back after these songs are over. All right, you all. So here are the last couple of songs of our brother Shagan Obey, and then after that we'll let him say goodnight to you all, and then we're going to be out. And then we're going to say tune in to tomorrow, because it's going down tomorrow. You know how we do it. Links will be posted during the day, and it's just going to go down like that. So we just thank God for you all, and right now we're gonna go into his songs right now. We'll be back.
They speak words they don't mean. They are gods, but cannot see. But in you, we know we have full confidence. You are the one I'm living for. I love by we adore.
Lord.
You are God. You are God,
King of Kings.
You are God,
Lord of Lords.
You are God.
Oh, yeah.
You are God.
I leave
to him. Shalababosta. Do you love him? I want to hear you. If you were told to give everything you have, will you do that for his love? Can I get a witness in here tonight? I'm crazy about Jesus tonight. Nothing can satisfy like Jesus. Not cocaine, not heroin, nothing. But the presence of Jesus. Marababosta.
Wow. Awesome, awesome, awesome. We're going to let our brother say some last words and good night to you and everything. I'm telling you, it's awesome, brother. This is awesome. I'm telling you, our brother said to send you his regards, the Lapo Abu. He said he really enjoyed. He was blessed. And I told him what I'm going to do is when you come back on again, I have him come on. I believe he's from Nigeria, too.
Oh, yes, he is. Dolako Abu. Yeah.
Yes. Well, he lives here in the States. He's in Georgia. He's in Atlanta.
Amazing.
And he sent his, he just left me a message. But, okay. So what I'm going to do is, brother, I'm going to connect both of you together after this program. We'll link up.
Yes,
okay, and so
I wanted him
to speak with you for a minute, but I didn't get a chance to get him on the program. And then I think too he was calling because I'm looking at his number, but I didn't know the number and it kept going in and out. So he was calling in. So to make his night, I just let him speak to you briefly. And, you know, to say something, because he did call in. And I kept seeing the number go in and out. I didn't know who it was. So, but we just thank God. His song was the one I played that was named All in All.
Oh,
and so,
that was a good one.
Yeah, it was. It really was.
Yeah.
So I just thank God. I thank God for you, brother. I mean, this was a wonderful night. It really was. We were all blessed. The nations were blessed. And you can reshare this post. You know, you can listen to it again when we're done, anytime you want to. Like I told you before, the program will never be erased. So, anything you want to say? Want to say goodbye to the people or good night? Or,
I mean, it's kind of hard to say goodbye. You know, all those songs we used to sing back then. But hey, seriously, I mean, Tanya, you've been a huge blessing to my ministry, to my life, to, you know, what it is that I do, what it is that I represent, you know, on earth, which is God's glory and, you know, the worship of God. I want to say to you that God can only take you to the highest of heights. You just started, and the hand of God will come upon you at some point so strong that people will come. They will, helpers from the east, from the west, from the north, from the south, they will come out and they will just want to support you. You know, they want to hold up your hand like, you know, the hand of Moses was held up in those days in the scriptures. And, you know, God himself will breathe upon this show. People will listen and already it's happening, though, that people listen to this show and, you know, even though they're discouraged, you know, they kind of find courage, you know, via the show. So I want to thank you for the opportunity to be on air with you. Thank you for playing my music. I've never paid you a dime, but, you know, you still, you know, play the music, you know, as though I paid you $1 million. So I want to say thank you to you. I really appreciate you. I don't even know words fail you right now. And, you know, shout out to everybody who's been listening. And I want to say to y'all that the the best is yet to come. For all the upcoming artists, I want to say be encouraged. Just keep doing your music. You know, one day you get to be heard all over the world, and you'll be celebrated, and God will be glorified. Thank you all for
that. That's right.
God bless you.
That is right. That's right. All right then, brother. Well, what I'm going to do, because I think our brother is waiting, so right before you get busy for the night and do other things, I'll just contact you as soon as we hang up, because I really would feel good if he just said hello or something to you, you know, because he kept calling. He did. I kept seeing that number flashing up, and I didn't know who it was, and it kept going off and on and off and on. And so I felt kind of bad, you know. After that, I'm like, oh, wow, I didn't know. You know, I wish he would have messaged me and said, hey, I'm on the line. Then I would have known who it was. So I didn't know. So I just left word with him that I would just call him right back, you know, just leave me his number. And when he left it, I'm looking at it like, that's the number. I'm like, oh, my God.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, Lord. So. All right then, brother. Well, I will do that right away then. So just God bless you, and we look forward to you being back on the radio with us soon.
Definitely. Thank you so much.
All right then. All right.